Hello. Come on in, everybody. Happy Saturday. I am Coach Betsy. Y'all, this is going to be so fun today. I can't wait to talk to y'all about making the most of your minutes. And I am going to have a special guest with me. Here in a second, just change my name. If she will raise her hand, there she is. Dun, 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 dun. Coach Lizzie is coming on with me today. Yes. Come on in, everybody. There you are. Oh my gosh, we're like kind of twins with our black and
Hey,
white.
yeah. Good
Yeah.
morning. Hello.
Hello. I don't know. I'm going to put you above me so I can see you. I don't know about how I'm supposed to do these Zoom views, but all right. So y'all got us today to talk about making the most of your minutes and how you can save time while you're losing weight, while you're engaging with no BS, while you're taking care of yourself. And we are so excited to talk to y'all about that today. Yes, two coaches for the price of one.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, Betsy, I am so excited and pumped up for this call because, I'm all about the hacks and making life simpler and faster, straightforward, and just less thinking,
Yes.
more getting it done.
Yes, absolutely. I want you next to me. I'm gonna make the oh, there we go. Okay. The screen is I had to fix the screen. Yes, because like this is fun, y'all. This is just gonna be fun ideas, and we really want y'all to participate in this call. I mean, there's almost 200 and growing here with our call today, and we want y'all to participate in the chat with the ideas that y'all have for saving time and things like that. So Lizzie and I are just going to kind of bounce ideas off of each other and just kind of chime in when we got different ideas. But yeah, so that's what I want y'all to do. So just Lizzie's going to keep an eye on the chat if there's any amazing ideas in there. And then if y'all have any specific questions about what we're talking about, post in the Q&A. And ooh, my minutes pass quickly. I'm retired. There's actually some people who retired and their minutes, they think their minutes pass very slowly. So that's kind of interesting. So
Yeah. How are you thinking about it? It's interesting.
yes, exactly. But if y'all have any specific questions about what we're talking about today, but really all we're talking about is just ways to save time and ways to do things in a different way so that planning and your food and all of that takes less time. And then also engaging with the no BS community, if you choose to do some of that, is and accountability partners and all that kind of stuff, how you can really do that in a more efficient way. And then also, even like most importantly, is how you can really have some amazing self-care. Corinne talked about I re-listened to the call this morning, her call from last on Wednesday, just this a couple of days ago on Wednesday, about how self-care is so important. And there is a lesson I'm going to put it in the write-up of this call. There's a lesson in module 4 of the No BS course that's all about future self and talks about how important self-care is. And y'all, we're not talking about necessarily manis and pedis and massages and all of that. We are talking about the tiny little things you all can do as you go about your days to take care of yourself. And that is directly connected to how you're eating, how you're choosing to think about your days and all of that kind of stuff. So we're just going to be talking about all that today. And we want you to participate as well. So here we go. All right. So first off, I'm going to just talk a little bit, just do a little bit of, oh, actually, we're going to introduce ourselves first, and then I'm going to talk about some stuff. So, Lizzie, I'll let you introduce yourself first.
Okay, well, thank you. Hi, everyone. I am Coach Lizzie. I am so excited to get a chance to be here with you today. Betsy, thank you for inviting me. And I am an Ask Coaches. I do private coaching and I just love all the things weight loss and just love getting to spend an hour with y'all here on a Saturday.
Yes. I am Coach Betsy, and just like Lizzie and I do kind of have pretty similar jobs. I also do private coaching inside of No BS. And by the way, we have some openings in private coaching. So if anybody has been thinking about doing private coaching, just reach out to support@pmptribe.com or check out our private coaching page at nobswomen.com. And, but we are wanting to work with you if you are interested. So I do private coaching. I do Ask Coaches. We do these kind of calls sometimes, pop into Facebook here and there. So we just love helping y'all and just really helping you out the best way that we can. So, all right. So that's us. So what I want to talk about, and Lizzie, this is, I actually kind of changed my mind about something I was going to talk about, but, so feel free to chime in, but I actually want to talk about a couple of things before we get into all the hacks and the things that you want, that you do to, you know, to create the life you want. We got to think about how we're talking about our life right now. And what I really want to challenge you all to do is to just really start paying a little bit more closer attention to how we're talking about our lives. A lot of times, and I think this might be good for the chat, if y'all want to participate and just talk about, like, you know, we hear a lot about, I'm so busy. I was actually just coaching a new private client earlier this morning, and she said, my job is very demanding. And what else did she say? She's like, you know, it is a grind. That's how she's talking about her life and her job. And we got to recognize that and kind of hear that so that we can really kind of start to question, okay, is that the most helpful way for me to talk about my life? What have you heard, Lizzie, in terms of, like, how maybe some of your clients are talking about their work or their life that they may want to mm-hmm. look at?
Clients will say things like, it's hectic. Sometimes I have a particular client who's mentioned, you know, one of her children has special needs. And so, you know, obviously so much love for that child, but also she's like, he's a high demand child, which certainly may be true, but also how are you thinking about it? Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of times I hear clients say, like, I just can't plan because I don't know what time I'm going to get home, or I don't know if, you know, my adult son is going to be home for dinner or not. And that those kinds of things. So there's a lot of, I don't know, and allowing, the schedule to dictate the plans rather than, so you're sort of like at the mercy of your schedule rather than, you know, kind of taking control and being, proactive about your schedule as well as how you're thinking about it.
It's almost like there's a kind of an unsaid thought in there where it's like, I don't know how the day's going to go. And that makes it harder for me. Like that's makes my days harder. And so the first step with everything, y'all, is always awareness of how we're thinking and talking to ourselves about our days, and then how that feels. If it feels okay to you to say, yeah, I'm a busy person. I got all these things to do and, you know, and I love doing them. But a lot of times we say our life is very busy and it feels heavy. It feels stressful. It feels not great. And so this is where journaling can come in, you know, for like, okay, just a question up at the top of your journal can be, you know, okay, what am I thinking about my life right now? What am I telling myself about my life right now? My job is time consuming. Okay, that is your thinking about your job, Mary Catherine. Like, and here's the thing, y'all, this stuff can feel, especially when we're just starting to get aware of it, you might argue with me like, no, that's a fact. That's a fact that my job is time consuming. We got to like take ourselves there and like, ooh, that feels really true. That feels like a fact, but is it really a fact? Or is it just the story that I'm telling myself about my job? Yeah. So we got to start with the awareness. I always say, you know, you can't change what you're not aware of. And so awareness is always the first step. And so you just want to kind of pay attention as you go throughout your day. You can definitely start with journaling in the morning or in the evening and really get, I mean, you can kind of move the process along faster with intentional journaling about how you're thinking about your day. But you can also just start to pay attention as you go throughout your day and really just think about like, ooh, I just had that interaction with that coworker. And this is the way I'm thinking about it right now. So it just takes practice to kind of start paying attention to your thinking.
Do you mind if I chime in, Bessie?
Sure, of course.
So not only is like, how are you thinking about it, but it's, you know, is it a fact, you know, but also where are you putting meaning in your day? So for example, I've heard Corinne say many times on calls, like I have calls from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. or, you know, that type of thing. And my goodness, no one works like that woman. And she will never say, I'm so busy. She will look at her day and think about like, how am I impacting the No BS woman today? How am I changing a life today? Mm-hmm. And her schedule might be packed from the, you know, the entire day long, but she looks at it of what is the purpose and the meaning of the work that I'm doing? Mm-hmm. You know, for example, with the client I mentioned who has a high needs child, she could talk about like, he's so demanding, or she could say, I get to pour into this person's life. Mm-hmm. And obviously not every day is going to be the same. There are legitimately difficult things, but if you're a caregiver, I saw somebody in the chat mentioned I'm a caregiver for someone and that feels like a lot. I don't deny that. Absolutely. But you could also look at it as I get to make this person's quality of life better. And that doesn't change the actions, but that changes how you feel about them.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I mean, but here's, I want to add on to that. Like all of that is totally like right on. And there are just going to be days where you don't want to do what you know you need to do.
Yeah.
And you can remind yourself of why it's important and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And you still don't want to do it. And so that's where the feeling of willingness comes in, y'all. We can talk about this with weight loss. We can talk about this with going to work. We can talk about this with brushing our teeth and everything else that we choose to do every day. Stop looking for motivation. Stop looking for like bounding out of bed to just start the day. How willing are we to do what we need to do every day? That's the key feeling, I think, a lot of times that we need to grasp onto as opposed to motivation. All right. We could talk about this all day,
yeah.
But we got an hour. And so I want to get into the tips and the hacks and all of that. So I think we need to start with self-care, Lizzie. I think just because I'd kind of put that down at the bottom, but I'm like, nope. I think kind of the foundation that we need to start with is taking care of ourselves in terms of really like taking care of our mental selves. And I mean, what we just talked about is a form of self-care for you to become aware of the stories and the thoughts that you're thinking about your life. So that is one tip, trick, hack, whatever you want to call it, to really start taking more care of yourself, just to just get aware of what you're thinking. Another hack that I've got is, can I just? I know a lot of y'all have heard about can I just? And again, it's not like a thing that you do necessarily, but it's a thing that you ask yourself. Like when you have a day filled with a bunch of stuff, or you're just really feeling overwhelmed in the moment, can I just, you know, do one thing and fill in the blank with whatever is just the one thing that you that can just kind of get you started, or that can just give you a little win? That is an amazing tool in the moment when you're in some overwhelm. And now I've kind of got some more. I mean, journaling is another amazing form of self-care. We talked about that already. Coach Christy, I think, recommended the Calm app. So, or just any kind of meditation. Lizzie, I know you do some meditation. You want to talk about that?
Yeah. And I wanted to go back to when you said, can I just, there were some folks in the chat who said earlier, you know, I struggle with consistency. Yeah. And I mean, don't we all, you know, I like to think of like healthy habits are sort of like riding a bicycle. The natural way of things is if you do nothing, you will slow down and fall over. Like it's like gravity. Gravity is pulling against our healthy habits. So it's not your fault that it's hard to be consistent, but it does take a little bit of consistent pedaling. Sometimes you're going faster, sometimes slower, to keep those healthy habits going. And when you're in a time of life that's a little bit busier, you can do some of that slower pedaling to keep you consistent. So that's when can I just comes along in terms of like meditation. The way I got into meditation was like, can I just sit down for 2 minutes? And I, no joke, like that's how I got into it. It was because I felt like sitting down for 20 minutes was way too much of an ask. And so a way to get consistent start off with like the tiniest thing. Like, don't set the bar 7 feet high. You know, put the broomstick on the floor and step over it. Like, make your goal super tiny.
Yes. And Mandy had asked a question about like scrolling through Instagram and Facebook and stuff like that for a long time, thinking that you're missing something and all that kind of stuff. This is where Can I Just can come in. Like, can I just give myself permission to scroll Instagram and Facebook for an hour? I mean, you said you're doing it for multiple hours. Let's make it totally doable. And can I just set an alarm for myself and give myself permission to scroll through? Yeah, I mean, y'all know Instagram and Facebook is a never-ending, a never-ending rabbit hole. So, you know, missing something is a thing, but we're never going to read it all. So, can I give myself an hour? Just give that to myself. Can I just? And then I'm going to close the phone and I'm going to move on. But I'm not going to feel bad about doing that for an hour because I've given myself permission to do it. So it's just it's an amazing form of self-care. Okay. So journaling, like I said, we've already talked about that. Y'all, the tools in the Trusting Your Body Toolkit, and I'm going to put the link to that in the show notes of this call. We talk about, like, you know, how we talk about kind of putting your hand on your heart and really grounding yourself just in the moment. These are tools that you all have with you all the time, that, and we call them grounding, because what we find sometimes is that I like to think, like, we're kind of like floating up here sometimes, like, and in Trusting Your Body, we talk about being like above home base or below home base with our nervous system, but you don't even have to get into all that. But it's like, sometimes we're just like out of whack, and we can ground ourselves by actually touching ourselves. And that's maybe putting your hand on your heart. That's maybe like just doing a quick little squeeze, like giving yourself a hug. I actually saw someone else, there's a name for it, but like they did kind of like where they put their hand behind their neck and they did this for a second. And for some reason that helps you kind of regulate your nervous system. So go to the bathroom, right? If you don't want anybody to see you do this stuff, you know, do that. And like, that is an amazing form of self-care. It's free. It takes 2 seconds. We're all about saving time today. And, but also just a few deep breaths wherever you are sitting there can be some amazing self-care. Anything else
to add on to that? If that's okay. Honestly, what helped me recently, shout out to Coach Kathy, who's been taking a course on the neurological system and how it impacts our body. And I've, you know, heard about putting your hand on your heart and the breathing, and like, a lot of that's nice. And like, that's great. And I just would never really put it into practice. Yeah. And what helped me begin to really take this seriously and be like, oh, this is why this matters, is when Coach Kathy told us that when the fight or flight system is activated, that kind of takes resources, but the body's resources, away from some of the less urgent needs. So like, it goes towards your muscles, towards your heart and your lungs, so that you can run away. And away from your digestion and away from your long-term thinking, because you don't need to plan ahead when you're running away from something. And so when we get anxious, worried, stressed, we're above home base and that fight or flight system is activated. Therefore, you literally have less access to your planning brain. And so since thoughts are the language of our mind and emotions are the language of our body, thoughts start in our head and they travel to the body. And so the way to engage the parasympathetic nervous system, that's the rest and digest part of the body, is to start in the body and travel, let that piece travel to the brain. So that's why the putting your hand on your heart is so valuable, because it's meeting that emotion where it's at in the body. Mm-hmm. And it's helping your body to kind of calm down and let your thinking brain come back online, so you have access to those long-term planning thoughts, as opposed to just the impulsive in the moments, because that's why it's so hard to make rational, reasonable decisions when we're stressed, because our impulsive brain is the only part of the brain that's online. So putting your hand on your heart can help you have access to your full brain capacity.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so good. Like, I didn't even know some of that stuff, but that makes total sense.
Yeah.
Where
I tend to do that hand in my heart when I'm driving now. Yeah, and it's just, it's amazing. I love it. It's now my favorite thing. Hand on the heart.
It's like we're literally meeting ourselves where we are, right? Like with this emotion that is happening in the body. And again, most people don't even notice that we're doing it. It takes 2 seconds and it just can make so much difference. So just all the difference in the world. All right. Anything else on self-care before we kind of move on to the other categories, Lizzie?
I just would say that it's like first aid for all of your other plans and goals, is that when you put self-care first, that allows you to have more capacity to do the things that you want to do. So even if it's just as tiny as putting your hand on your heart and taking 3 breaths, that is a positive action step towards your goals.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Gosh. And it's just, again, most of this stuff, it's not about time, right? It's not about sitting and, you know, meditating for hours. It is these little things that we can do in the moment that can make all the difference. And it's just a matter of practicing them. We're not going to be perfect at it at first. We never are going to be perfect at it, actually. And that is okay. We don't have to really make a lot of progress. So, all right, well, let's get into planning and food. Lizzie, I'm going to let you kind of lead this part and with all the hacks, and then I'll kind of chime in.
Yeah. So there are so many ways that you can make not only planning, but also cooking and, you know, having healthy foods available so much easier and less time consuming. And again, kind of going back to what Betsy said in the beginning, like, how are you thinking about it? When you think of, oh, eating healthy is hard, it takes so much time. Well, our brains tend to bring us evidence of what we're looking for. So if you're telling yourself it's hard, then your brain will look for evidence of that. So instead, let's turn that filter towards, how is eating healthy easy? How can I make it easier? So we asked some of the coaches and we got lots of great ideas. Coach Kathy talks about how on the weekends, she and her husband, Ken, decide what they're going to eat for the week. And they use that to create their grocery list. And then they go to the grocery and they post the meals that are going to come up for the week on the fridge. And it just makes things easier because decisions are made ahead of time. And also that allows her family to have input as well. Yeah. And I confess, this is also something that we've started doing at home, is that like I plan out weeknight meals because breakfast and lunch are usually pretty similar, but dinners. And that always helps me on like a Wednesday or Thursday night when I'm tired and I really would just rather hit the easy button. I'm like, well, I planned XYZ and it's already in the fridge ready for me to make it okay. So that is helping my future self.
Let me just kind of chime in here real quick about like weekly planning. I'm smiling because I know Kathy's husband, Ken, he is someone who wants to know exactly what meal is on what day. And like, they plan that ahead of time. And what my husband and I do is like, we plan 3 or 4 options for the week. And that may be like a turkey sandwich, you know, one day. And that may be like a frozen pizza one night, and maybe like a couple of nights we're actually cooking, or I made a pot of chili ahead of time and stuff like that. And so we give ourselves options, and then we just kind of decide on a daily basis, like every morning before he goes to work, I'm like, what do you want for dinner tonight? You know, which one of our options do you want? And so it can look a little bit, weekly planning can look a little bit different for depending on what works for you and your family.
Yeah, absolutely. That's such a great point. You don't have to be set in stone. You can kind of give yourself guidelines with some flexibility within that.
Yes.
Coach Julie talked about sometimes when they go to the store, then that helps make future planning easier. Like, okay, for example, let's say we went to Costco and we got some muffins and some honey apple crisps. So, all right, now I know that this is what I've got. I'm going to go ahead and put half a Costco muffin and a half of an apple 4 days a week because I bought them. They're here. And so she actually writes out her daily plans ahead of time. And so she's got like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, like already set based on what she bought. And so she writes out those plans on Sunday, and that it just makes it the daily plan easier to create because her decisions are already made kind of on the weekend.
Coach Julie is like the queen of doing things ahead of time and scheduling things and making things as like efficient as possible. We know that, Lizzie. Like,
yes.
And we love her for it because she gives us these amazing ideas. And yeah, she writes things in on her daily plans, you know, ahead of time. And so like, there are no rules about having to like start from a blank sheet of paper every morning, you know, with your plan. If you know what you're going to eat and you eat a lot of the same things, pre-write them ahead of time. And then that saves you time in the morning.
Absolutely. Yeah. I loved this idea from Coach Ashley. She says she's not a fan of cooking. Neither am I. So she has a go-to list on Pinterest of meals that take 30 minutes or less. And so she just goes to her Pinterest board and she picks three for the week. She picks one for Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday. And then those are going to be her dinners and then lunch for the next day. So like she has a little bit of leftover and that's lunch for the next day. And then, so she's got 3 days of dinners and 3 days of lunches, but she also has a salad bar in the fridge as the other option for lunch. So that it's like kind of a big bowl of salad. You just prep it all once and then you put out a single serving for the day.
Yeah. The salad bar in the fridge is like, it is like old school, P&P days. Like Corinne would show us her refrigerator with like, she had her lettuce and she had like all of her pre-cut veggies, like, or she would like purchase them just already cut and things like that. That's another little hack. Like y'all, there is nothing wrong. I mean, you know, Corinne talks about like how she used to buy pre-cut fruit. She didn't know how to cut fruit. And so all of this stuff is available to us in the grocery store. And there is absolutely like no shame in that game of like buying pre-cut stuff, buying stuff that's like, okay, yeah, maybe you're going to cut up your lettuce or you're going to cut up your, you know, a few things, but buy some pre-cut stuff. So it's like, if that's going to keep you like having to cut up a million things, if that's going to keep you from eating it, you know, eating what you planned, let's make it easiest for us. And it's like worth a little bit of extra money. It can be if you're really honest with yourself. And like, I mean, my thing is sometimes my time is more valuable than my money. And so I don't want to spend time cutting up a bunch of veggies and stuff like that. It's worth it to me to pay a little bit more to have them already, you know, prepped or cut up or, you know, bagged salads or, you know, whatever is just whatever is going to work for you to make you willing. I was talking about willing earlier to like to make you willing to eat this stuff. We got to do it. Let's not put anything in the way of, you know, of you being successful.
Well, I'd love to go back to what you said, that sometimes my time is more valuable than my money. Completely agree. But also, let's take it a step further. My health, my goals are more valuable than my money.
Yes.
In fact, I can spend a little bit of money now to buy the pre-cut vegetables so that I'm not spending money on medical bills in 5 or 10 years. You know,
preach. I mean, that's, yes. I mean,
you know,
y'all
feeling great on my vacation is worth this, you know, 50 extra cents for the sliced vegetables.
Yes.
Being able to play with my grandkids is worth the extra money at the grocery store.
A lot of times, y'all, we put money above everything. And I mean, obviously, I know we're all, you know, we can't just, you know, spend everything, but it's like, are we real? I mean, is, if it's a difference of like 50 cents, we really got to think about that sometimes. Like, what is really the priority here? And is it worth 50 cents or whatever it is to save time, to be healthy in the long run, to really have a better life? We have to have an honest conversation with ourselves about that, because sometimes it's worth it. And our money is, you know, it's worth it for us to spend a little bit of extra money. So, I want to talk about Pinterest real quick because, I love my Pinterest, but y'all, where are my perfectionist thinkers out there? Where are my overwhelmers out there? Pinterest, y'all, once again, can be another rabbit hole where you just get on your board and you're like, I don't know what to do. This is my little hack with Pinterest. I have like, you know, I have my boards with my little categories of food, but my rule is like, I don't have more than like 5 pins in each category, because otherwise I get on Pinterest and y'all, I don't even know where to start. I immediately get into overwhelm and I'm done. I only have things in Pinterest that I know are either things that I really want to try at some point in the future, or they are recipes that are like tried and true. And I've tried them a million times and I love them and I keep them on my board. But y'all know that we can get down that rabbit hole and, you know, and not get out. So just watch yourself and really create some rules around Pinterest if that's something that you want to do, or cookbooks, or, you know, all the things, right? It's like, is this really helping me, or is this going to result in overwhelm and then I don't do anything? That's what we got to ask ourselves and answer honestly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Going back to what Coach Ashley said, is that after she's been on her Pinterest board, you know, not rabbit holing, just getting her three meals that are 30 minutes or less, then she goes ahead and makes her grocery list and does her Instacart order. And because she's already got, like, I know I'm cooking these things, she knows exactly what to put on her grocery list. And that helps her avoid bringing in some of that extra, like, ooh, there's a goodie there. And she's like, nope, here's the plan. Here's the grocery list. Done.
Yes.
And then she can just go ahead and make her 24-hour plan based off of that.
Yes.
And of course, everybody, you know, you can make your 24-hour plan at a point in your day when it makes most sense for you. Ashley says that she finds that doing her plan at night the day before is much better for her than rushing in the morning. That can be helpful.
Yeah. Yeah. These like Instacart and like, you know, ordering from the grocery store. I mean, Corinne was actually mentioned that on the Wednesday call. And she was like, some of y'all are not doing that. And it would be like a game changer for you. And I mean, like, and also I have a grocery list when I go to the store and I always ended up buying more stuff than I have on the list. I mean, I'll be honest. And so it probably would be good for me too. But that's another thing that may cost a little bit extra, but is it worth it in the long run? Think about all the money you'd be saving because you're not at the grocery store buying extra stuff. And you're also your time. You're not at the grocery store walking around and spending time doing that, if that's something that would work for you. So it's really thinking about, would it be worth it? All these different services we have now to take advantage of one of those.
Yeah. So. Amazing. Coach Christy had a really interesting suggestion. She uses the Plan to Eat app. So I'm going to say that again, the Plan to Eat app.
I'm putting it in the chat. So
awesome. Apparently there's usually like a Black Friday deal and you can get it for much less, but apparently you can directly import recipes from anywhere on the web and drag and drop them into your calendar. And then this app generates your shopping list for you. I'm like, this is like magic. So that's definitely sounds like a time saver, a game changer, like fewer decisions. If you're interested in checking out the Plan to Eat app, yeah, that is definitely one that Coach Christy advocates for sure.
Yeah, I do think there is some kind of cost to it. I don't know what it is, but again, it could be worth it for you. Right. I'm someone that like, I like to kind of think about what I'm going to eat and make my list and all. Like, I am okay spending time on that. I kind of consider it kind of one of my hobbies. And I like to try new recipes and things like that. But for some of y'all, you're in a season of life where either that's just not how you want to spend your time, or you're just wanting to spend your time on other things. And so just, just think about how you're wanting to spend your time right now in this season of life that you're living.
Yeah. And to piggyback on that, Coach Betsy, you said that you kind of enjoy thinking about what you're going to eat and that type of thing.
Yeah.
I am one of those other people. Like, I hate planning. This is not my favorite thing. And so my hack is I have a list of about 8 to 10, depends sometimes, but 8 to 10 meals. These are just dinner meals that my family likes. And so they're kind of our go-tos, and I rotate around through the week. So I know that every week, Monday through Friday is going to be one of those 10 meals. And so I just have this list and I don't have to recreate it every single week. And I also have the, like, I don't want to think or do anything list, which is there's about like 3 takeout restaurants, not too far from us, that their food is like Mexican. And so like you can get something healthy-ish. And so I already know what I'm going to order from that takeout place that is like my healthy-ish choice at that restaurant. And so if it's a Thursday night, we had a track practice and band was going late and the kids are home late. And we're like, you know what? Let's hit the easy button. Let's go to the takeout place. I already know in advance what I'm going to get. And so that's kind of my go-to list as well of when I need a sort of emergency, life didn't go to plan today moment. I have something I can grab from that doesn't derail me completely.
Yes. And a lot of y'all are talking about in the chat. I have just a list on the notes app of my phone of I have my Pinterest board, but then if I just want to see a quick list of these are recipes we really like. And so I just have it on the notes app on my phone and I add to it. Sometimes I take away from it if there's something I don't really want to be eating that anymore. And so, but also, yes, I love that you pointed out, because y'all, we can get into this thing where it's we got to eat at home every night. Is that really doable for you and your life right now? And I mean, if y'all have got soccer practice and all this kind of stuff, maybe every week, that's the night that you do take out, that you order a pizza and you put it on your plan ahead of time. And you know how many pieces of pizza, it's just let's keep this easy, the easy button, like you said, Lizzie, where it's mm-hmm. If anything is okay, what is going to be the easiest way for us to, get some food with what's going on, certain days. And then again, that you're just practicing eating to enough, that it's usually however many pieces of pizza. And like Julie said, you go ahead and put that on your plan mm-hmm. at the beginning of the week. And so just to keep it as easy as possible and without having to do a ton of planning. Yeah.
Something you said just reminded me of something that, not only do we have our list of kind of go-to meals, but then the next step is I look at my calendar and I look at the evenings because dinner is usually the meal where I do not want to think. And what is unusual about this evening? Is it just a normal evening where I can have a little bit of time to cook? Or is there a parent meeting where I'm going to be out at 6:30 or 7? What else is happening earlier in the day? If I had a full day of meetings, am I going to be super tired and want to have something easy for dinner? So I kind of look at my calendar and gauge how much energy am I going to have on Monday evening, Tuesday evening, Wednesday evening, and so forth. And then plan the meal I'm going to cook or order based on how much energy I'm going to have. And let me tell you, by Friday, it's always something easy.
So how long does that take? That process of you looking at the calendar and kind of planning out your week, just so if people are wondering.
3 minutes, maybe 5.
Okay. So we're not talking about hours and hours, y'all.
Yeah.
We are talking about literally looking at the calendar or looking at your phone or whatever it is and saying okay, this is what I need to, this is what I need to plan out this week. So it's just more intentionality than it is time a lot of times and making those decisions ahead of time.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else on planning food? I know there's all kinds of stuff in the chat that y'all are sharing resources.
We had one other suggestion from Coach Heather. Mm-hmm. She says she does a high level plan overview on the weekend, kind of planning out for the week. So high level for the course of this week, this is what I think I'm going to have. And then she just on each day does sort of a 1 minute check and look mm-hmm. over the plan and then adjust anything that needs to be adjusted within there. So she says it takes me 15 minutes to do the weekly plan on the weekend and then 2 minutes tops each day to just check the plan and maybe make any adjustments.
Okay. Yeah. So this is, I love hearing these specific time frames, right?
Yeah.
So that y'all can really get an idea of how long this really takes. It just really doesn't take that much time. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's talk about engaging with an OBS community and that's a fancy term for basically when are, and this is if you want to do this, right? When am I going to listen to podcasts? When am I going to, consume the content? When am I going to check in with my accountability group and things like that? So we had a bunch of ideas from the coaches about what you could do. And this is my favorite, y'all. This is just my number one favorite little hack for listening to calls. Because I try to listen to almost everything that comes out of, you know, at least comes out of Corinne's mouth, just because one of my clients is going to say, Corinne said this, and I want to know what she's talking about. So, but that's not actually, I'll start with, this is what y'all want to really think about first. Like, what is doable for me, again, in this season of life that I'm in? I love that, y'all, thinking about how we are in seasons of life. And so it can be a season of life where your children are young and they're in a lot of activities, and that is not where you're going to consume it, you know, when you're going to consume a ton of content or whatever. Or you're someone who, you know, has an empty nest and is maybe still working, and so you're going to have a different level of involvement then. Versus maybe when you're retired and you're, you know, just so it's just any amount is okay for the life that you are living and the lifestyle you're living right now. So that's number one, is really thinking about what is doable for you. And then, a lot of times with like my private clients, they're like, I'm not listening to content. You know, what do you suggest would be like, if I just listen to one thing every week? And I always suggest, Lizzie, you may have a different answer, but I always suggest the Wednesday Q&As with Corinne, because it just really gives you like a good, just, you know, reminder of what we're doing around here at No BS and how we're losing weight this month and that kind of thing. So let's just say you were just going to commit to listening to the Wednesday Q&A, what is the easiest way you could do that? And my number one hack is that 1.5 speed on the podcast, where you could actually speed up Corinne, and y'all can figure out how to do that on your, I mean, it's very easy on the podcast apps. And probably a lot of y'all, give me a thumbs up, people who listen to Corinne on like, you know, faster speed than usually, you know, on the podcast, a bunch of y'all. And I'm so used to her talking more quickly that when I hear her talking regularly, it sounds very slow. It sounds like Mamie, her mother.
I cannot agree more. The first time I had a conversation with Corinne in real time, I was like, she's so mellow and calm, because I'm used to listening to her on double speed.
Right. So it is amazing how, and somehow the podcast also like is able to kind of shorten like pauses, and like, it just saves you so much time, and like, you don't even have to do anything. The podcast does it. And what I usually do is listen in the mornings when I'm getting ready. And I also listen when I'm in the shower. I have my best little tool is my shower speaker. But some people put in their AirPods in the shower, apparently. I'm kind of afraid I might mess them up. Those things are expensive, but some people do that. So, I have a shower speaker and I just connect it to my phone and I listen to those calls when I'm getting ready in the morning. And most of the time I can get an hour, you know, get the Wednesday Q&A call listened in one morning, just, you know, getting ready. And so that's an amazing hack. The Quick Hits podcast, y'all, is another one. This is the whole reason we do the Quick Hits podcast, is so to give you these little bitty digestible, and especially if you're listening to them on 1.5 speed, like, you can get these Quick Hits listened to. I think they go from, you know, just a few minutes to, I think maybe we do like 20 minutes or something.
Yeah, that's the longest one I've ever seen.
Yeah. There may be a few that are a little bit longer than that, but if you're listening on faster speed, you can knock those out. And we actually curate those like with the best, you know, information from Corinne and the coaches, and just put that podcast on and you will learn something, right? Or you'll get reminded of something that's helpful to you.
That's what I was going to say about Quick Hits, is not only is it a shorter, it's a smaller amount of content, but it's like the top tippy top 1-2% of the best stuff. Yeah. And so like, if you just really want, like, you know, if you're a bottom line bitch and you're like, just give me what I really need, Quick Hits is so great. Because it's just like, it's definitely curated to, this is a challenge that lots of people struggle with, and we've got 10 or 9 minutes worth of content on it. Boom.
Yes. So. It really is like best of No BS. Yeah. That's really what it is. Someone was saying in the chat how they listen, like, so Coach Kathy talked about how she listens to stuff on the way, like in the car, on the way to and from appointments, going to the grocery store, y'all. It is amazing how this time adds up, and you can get these calls, you know, listened to and stuff in just a couple of errands, because you're listening just on the way to and from the house and things like that. So, and, you know, we all now have, you know, cars that you know, we can listen to these podcasts in the car and connect and, you know, to your speakers and all of that. So that's just another way where you just put it on, and it's pretty amazing what you can get done and what you can, you know, hear just driving along in the car. And a lot of times, I find that I'm more focused when I am driving and listening to something, as opposed to maybe just, you know, in the shower. I'm pretty focused. It's amazing what my brain does in the shower. I come up with all kinds of good ideas and stuff in the shower, but, driving, I actually find that I kind of, you know, I pick up a lot of different things maybe than, if I'm listening other times. I don't know why, but so yeah, I said, that's, I already talked about listening in the shower. So let's talk about kind of like checking in with your accountability groups. And I know a lot of y'all use Marco Polo. You want to say something, Lizzie?
Before we move on from listening, I have one thing I do. I confess, not every night, but sometimes I will put in my headphones and listen to some no BS content while I'm cooking dinner.
Yes.
And that actually is like kind of two birds with one stone, because cooking dinner is my time when I just want to like grab a little this, grab a little that, like as dinner is being made. And it's not like I can't wait 10 minutes for dinner to actually be served. It's an emotional hunger. And so when I have Corinne or one of the other NoBS coaches in my ears while I'm cooking, it helps me focus. And it also is like, oh yeah, this is my goal. I want to, you know, it helps me kind of remember what I want to focus on, as opposed to just sort of mindlessly grabbing this or that as dinner is cooking.
Yes. Yeah. I find that I'm much less likely to be grab-assing when Corinne is talking to me. I mean, let's just, you know, be honest here. So it's, you know, it works.
Yeah.
So, and that's actually some of the other ideas. I mean, these are ideas like, and a lot of y'all are talking, listening on the treadmill while cleaning house. Coach Christy talked about unloading the dishwasher. Oh my gosh, that's something I need to do right now, y'all. And like to have just to listen to something, it just makes it, you know, seem like it's going by faster. Cause I don't know about y'all, but that unloading the dishwasher, walking the dogs, doing the laundry. And so you can listen to, you know, content, but you can also check in with your accountability partner and listen to maybe their message, if it's, you know, through Marco Polo and things like that, while you're doing these kinds of things. So it's really kind of like, I mean, you really can multitask. You know, we can't always multitask, but this is a time that we really can, because you're doing something that just doesn't require a lot of brain power, like unloading the dishwasher or something like that. And so you can listen, and you can even talk to someone while you're doing this stuff. You may not actually be on the screen like on Marco Polo and things like that, but that doesn't matter. And so you really can multitask at that point and just put the phone on and start talking and walk around the kitchen, and they can still hear you. So it's really thinking about, because I know I've worked with a lot of private clients and also members and as coaches and things, where they start to feel overwhelmed because they're thinking that, you know, being in an accountability group is too much and there's all these messages to go through and all this kind of stuff. And I mean, number one, you've got to really decide if you need to listen to everything. I mean, there's no rule about being in an accountability group that says you need to listen to everything. I mean, you can use that accountability group just to talk to them. And so it's really thinking about like, okay, is this working for me? How do I want to make this easy and push the easy button? And then really making that decision first. And then, okay, if I do want to participate, how much do I want to participate? And then when am I going to get it done? And how could I maybe multitask and just putting your brain to work on that?
I think too, in you know, some of the accountability calls that Coach Dina and Coach MJ have done recently, is you can also try and get a little bit more focused about what you want to get out of your accountability group. For example, on a recent call, I heard Coach MJ saying that like someone was saying like, I'll try to implement XYZ, and Coach MJ caught it. And she was like, this is what you need to tell your accountability group. Whenever you hear me say, I'll try to make my plan, you know, ask them to catch you on it. And so like, you can be more targeted. If you know your triggers, you know your weakness points, you can say, hey team, here's what I need help on. 1, 2, and 3. If you hear me saying, I'll try, call me out. If I don't check in with you for 3 days in a row, I want you to call me out. and, you know, whatever your third thing is. And so then you can kind of make that accountability group more targeted rather than just, you know, a large volume of chit chat back and forth.
Yeah. And that really does save you time, right? Because you are like, I mean, it saves you time on your, you know, and getting to your weight loss sooner because you are really targeting in with your group on this is what I need help with. This is what I want y'all to call me out on. And that helps your weight loss go quicker. If you're, they're calling you out and, you know, you're checking in with them and whatever agreements you all have kind of set up for yourself. So it really is time saving, you know, in a way, because you're really like using that accountability group in the most effective, efficient way that you can. And so I love that. I love thinking about how we can really utilize these accountability groups to make our weight loss go faster. Mm-hmm. The last thing I had was from Coach Christy, and she talked about how, like, a lot of times we want to, you know, check in on the Facebook group with, you know, in the No BS Facebook group. But it's like, we're kind of torn between, you know, if we want to go in and look at Facebook, do we want to, you know, look at all of Facebook or just look at No BS? And of course, with Facebook, you can actually go specifically to the No BS page. And that's one thing I definitely recommend. And that's what I do because, you know, with Facebook, we can get on and, you know, next, once again, another rabbit hole. And, you know, if we let it be. And so really targeting your time in terms of, okay, do I want my social media time today to be No BS time? And the best way I can do that is to get rid of all the other stuff in my feed, you know, and just literally click on the No BS weight loss group and just go through there and say, okay, I'm going to set a timer. Or I know some of y'all talked about, you know, we have this technology, y'all, where, you know, we can set an amount of time that we want to be on Facebook or on our phones and things like that. And just do what, you know, we want to do in that period of time and get rid of everything else. And so very rarely do I actually just get on Facebook and just scroll. I mean, you can do that too, but set a timer, right? Because it's literally designed for you to just keep going and keep going and keep going. You are not weak. You are not, you know, broken or different because you go off on Facebook for hours and hours. It is literally designed to keep our attention and to, you know, keep us engaged and keep us focused on that. But we have the power to, you know, limit our time on that and really focus our time on it. And so, yeah, you can just decide that your social media time is No BS time and just, again, give yourself a certain amount of time to scroll through.
Yeah. Along those lines, I wanted to address something that came up in the Q&A. Someone was saying, you know, I tend to scroll Instagram and Facebook for hours. You know, I know there's nothing really there, but I always feel like I'm going to miss something. And number one, just as Bessie just said, like Instagram and Facebook do that on purpose. They want to draw you in. They want you to think like something new, something, if you keep scrolling, something else is going to come up. And in those moments, tagging on to like our monthly assessments, you know, that one part of monthly assessments that says, you know, how much time are you communicating and talking to your future self? When I have moments like that, I look to my like 20 years, 30 years from now, future self, and she's going to be looking back and being like, am I going to be so glad that I caught that next thing on Instagram, whatever it was? Like, it's like, am I going to be like, that was so worth it. That was my time well spent. I loved that I was on Instagram and caught that next thing. Or is she going to be like, girl, you should have gone for a walk. You should have gone to bed, take a nap, you know, have a glass of water. You know, sometimes like speaking to your older self, she's so wise and she's smart and she maybe have a couple extra wrinkles, but girl, that future self, she knows a thing or two. If you could talk to her and she's like, you know, what is she going to say about how special that next thing on Instagram is? That's what helps me sometimes.
Yes. Yes. And it's like, it's also normalizing like those FOMO feelings where it's like, of course I'm going to think I'm going to miss something. Of course I think maybe there's something around the corner if I just keep scrolling. And like just being okay with having that, you know, just feeling some of that FOMO sometimes, but that doesn't mean you got to act on it, right? Like, okay, there's always going to be, I always just think there's always going to be more. There's always going to be more than I will ever be able to look at. And that is okay. And I will come back again and I will see what I need to see, because otherwise we're just thinking that, you know, we got to just keep looking because we're going to miss something. And so it's just really being kinder to yourself and being just more compassionate with yourself that, like, okay, it's okay that I think I might miss something. But like you said, am I going to look back and really, you know, be proud of how I showed up today? And you listen for your answer. So, or you give yourself your answer. So, All right. The last thing I've got before we get, I knew the time would fly. I knew this hour would go by so fast. The last thing I've got is Coach Dina told me about a Facebook post from, I think it was maybe last week, where a bunch of the members and the coaches talked about their favorite kind of 2 to 10 minute hacks for, you know, kind of just things that the ways for them to get things done and things like that. And she gave me the link to that post. So I will put that in the show notes, and it just might just give you some ideas of what you can really get done in just such a short amount of time that can make a big difference. Yeah. There's a big,
wow,
that came in. Yeah. What's this about on the chat?
So Shops a Lot, one of our, longtime members, and we love having you here because you have so much great value to offer. She says that I had such a great win last week. I found micro time in 30 seconds to 2 minutes in between tasks on my Zoom calls. Yeah. How many hours you spend on Zoom calls? What if you could make that more productive? So she says, instead of just sitting there and waiting for people to get back on camera, I use this time to run to the restroom, refill my water, wipe down the front of the fridge. That's a good one, man. I need to do that. Make a to-do list, read a few emails, reply to an email, clean out my emails, fill out an Amazon returns. Oh, that's so good, man. Those sit on my to-do list forever.
Yeah.
Reply to a Facebook post and so forth. And she said, it was so much fun seeing how quickly I could accomplish these tasks. But since they were under 2 minutes, I wouldn't end up mindlessly scrolling on my phone. Amazing.
Yes. Yes. And y'all, your brain loves, you know, to-do list and checking those things off. It just lights up every single time. So when you just, you know, check off a few things, it's like, ooh, what else could we do? What else could we get done? This is so exciting. And like, y'all, going to the bathroom, I love that that's number one on the list. I swear that's the best form of self-care we can give ourselves sometimes.
Awesome. Full circle. Back to
actually
self-care.
Go to the bathroom when we need to go to the bathroom. So QC is Queen's Club, Elena. So I'll actually see if I can find that Queen's Club post as well and put, so I'm going to write up a big list of notes that we talked about today in the notes for this call. And so you'll be able to refer back to it and watch this call over and over again, if you want to, and take notes, because y'all had some great ideas. I'll check the chat for any great ideas, and yeah, just keep sharing. And, you know, the Facebook group is a great place to do that, to keep sharing ideas that work for you. Anything else, Lizzie, to close us out?
I guess my last thing, again, kind of bringing it back full circle, is that self-care, it's like that amplifier. It's if you take care of that first, you're more efficient at the other things. And so don't put it at the bottom of your to-do list. Put it at the top, because that makes you better at everything else.
I mean, we hear it, y'all. We have heard it a million times, but it is the truth. It's that whole, like, put your mask on first before you help other people, and, you know, in the airplane. And self-care is how you put your mask on first. I mean, and the whole thing is, if you don't do that, you're going to die trying to help people. I mean, it's a little morbid, but it's the truth. Where it's like, y'all, we just are wrong thinking that we don't deserve, you know, care and, you know, just self-care. It's just wrong, because we are not able to help other people in the same way if we're not taking care of ourselves. So yeah, I think that's a great place to leave us. And I knew it. I knew we would just have a blast. It was so much fun spending Saturday morning with you.
Yeah.
And I know you're going off to watch a football game, right?
Right. Go Ohio State.
Okay. I'm gonna say go Hogs, go Razorbacks. Are my Arkansas Razorbacks? They've kind of been on a losing streak this last few weeks, but there's always hope. So I'll say that, and then we'll leave you guys. So have a great Saturday. Have a great rest of your weekend, and watch for the replay on Tuesday. It will be out then. Okay.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye, guys.